Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Hear it blow. Don't engineers know I miss you? And they're reminding me how lonely nights can be when it's midnight, me and the blues. Cars going down the street, no traffic jams to meet. Not they'll drive right through, and they all go right by, and they don't know I cry when it's midnight, me and the blues.
Hello there.
I want El Rey.
Hello.
And the Lord Knows I'm Drinking.
All right. We'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Que estoy afuera, pero el día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
Llorar, 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 llorar.
Dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te vas a quedar. Siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo que mi destino era rodar y rodar.
Rodar y rodar, rodar y rodar.
Luego me dijo un arriero que no hay que llegar primero, pero hay que saber llegar.
Con dinero y sin dinero hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley. No tengo trono ni reina ni nadie que me comprenda, pero sigo siendo el
Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous woman, Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are, standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar? Well, yes, that's my bottle, and yes, that's my glass, and I see your eyeballing this pretty young lass. It ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me, and we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning. Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy, I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity, so go back to whatever you hypocrites do, and when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you.
Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking.
And running around.
And running around.
And he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning.
The Lord knows I'm sinning.
And sinning ain't right.
And sinning ain't right.
But me and the good Lord gonna have us a good talk.
Howdy, everybody. I'm Rose Maddox. You're listening to the best there is in country music on Tracy's show at KNEL in Brady, Texas.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I worked with Rose Maddox a lot back over the years, and I found that when she started working my show that she was probably the most fascinating, exciting performer that I'd ever seen in my life. She was a total performer. She captivated the audience. She held them in the palm of her hand and made them do whatever she wanted to. The songs that she sang were classics, and I loved the way she sang and kind of danced at the same time. I thought there was, and still think, that there'll never be a woman who could outperform Rose Maddox. She's an American classic.
For you. What an entertainer. An entertainer's entertainer, without a doubt.
the great Rose Maddox. Rose was a guest on our Hits radio show on two separate occasions back in the early days of the program. I'll never forget, I was kind of at awe of Rose Maddox for what she had done in this business. And the first thing I ever asked Rose, I said, Rose, how did you get started in country music? And her answer to me was, you mean you don't know? That was her answer. And I was probably, I don't know, 18, 19 years old, something like that. And I was kind of taken aback by the great Rose Maddox. Well, I wonder where you are tonight here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Speaking of that, you know what? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else tonight in this entire world that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show.
Early one morning while making my rounds, took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed, stuck at 1144 beneath my head. Woke up next morning, grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I went too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Sitting in the hop joint, smoking my fill, in walked a sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. Why, you're the dirty hop that shot your woman down. So yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her cold cause she made me sore. I thought it was her daddy, but she had five more. Beyond the train, I was dressed in black. Lord, the sheriff, man, he brought me back. Had no one to go my bail. They slapped my dried up carcass in the county jail. Then next morning, long about 9, I spied that sheriff coming down the line. Hark, Danny, he coughed as he cleared his throat. Come on, you dirty hop, into the district court. Courtroom, the trial began, where I was paneled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes, in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. Judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in that old San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I'll never forget the day I shot my woman down. Come on, you hops, and listen unto me. Just lay off of your whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Yes, sir. Little Bear.
Teddy Bear.
Phone call from God.
And what is the other one?
Phone call from God.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air. Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle, and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk. I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. This was my dad's radio, the little boy said, but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little cripple boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, teddy bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker, I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19, came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4, and goodbye."
"Hun, the phones are ringing. Would you get it for me, please? I'm a-trying to watch old Johnny. He just come on." "What? Get it myself. Confounded, every time something like this comes up, it's always me, always me. I've got to be the one that answers the phone. Hello? Hello? Long distance? Yeah, this is me. Who's this? What? What do you mean, am I a Christian? I don't know. Who's a-calling? Did you say heaven? Hello, Lord. But sir, I've been a Christian a long time. Yes, sir, I sure have. And after all, and sir, you hadn't heard from me in quite a while, so you just thought you'd better go ahead and call, huh? Well, Lord, I tell you, it was just last night, this same time last night, I was a-planning on talking to you. Yeah, it sure was. I was a-laying there watching that there old television, old Johnny Carson, you know, he was on the TV. I said to my wife, I said, hon, you know, as soon as old Johnny gets off the television, we ought to get on our knees and talk with the Lord. That's what we said. And I wish to goodness we'd have gone ahead and done it, but we didn't. But I tell you, Lord, what I'm going to do, I'm going to start doing better. I sure am. I'm going to say my prayers tonight, whether I need to or not. Yes, sir. Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I go to church. Yes, sir. Every Sunday. I'm a faithful church member. Yes, sir. Sir. Did I go last Sunday? Yes, sir, I went last Sunday. I sure did. I went for morning preaching. Wonderful service. Sir, what did the preacher preach on? Well, you know how the preacher is, don't you? He preached on the platform. Sir. I understand. Yeah. He talks mostly about the Bible, you know. Sir. The subject. Oh, well, Lord, he referred to, and he took, he talked about, told, Matthew, no, you know, and, no, I don't believe it was Matthew, Lord. I believe it was Mark. No, I don't. I think it was Jude. No, that was a couple of months ago. And let's see now. And I remember, sir, Sunday night. No. No, Lord, I didn't make it Sunday night, Lord. Sir, a bonanza. yes, sir. Well, sir, you know, Lord, I would have gone. You know, I was a-planning on going. But I got to sitting around on Sunday afternoon a-thinking, you know. And I said to myself, I said, you know, the next day's Monday. And sir, yes, sir, it's been that way a long time, I reckon. But you know, I got to thinking I need my rest, you know. And it's a cotton picking hard anymore, Lord, to go to church on Sunday all day and Sunday night and then have to get up the next morning and hit the ball and stuff like that. And sir, Sunday before last. Lord, you know, you just kind of picked on a couple of bad ones here, you know, and you're asking about the wrong ones, but, you know, I work so hard all the week, you know, and last Sunday before last was such a pretty day and all and everything, and I didn't go to church, Lord. No, I tell you, I went out and I, sir, oh, you know where I went, huh? Yes, sir. I caught two bass and four prawns. Sir, what time did I get home that night? From fishing, you mean? Well, Lord, it was about 10:30 that night. Sir? Yes, sir, it's probably a lot later than being if I'd gone on to church, Lord, but you see, fishing's different. It ain't different. Well, I couldn't have gone to church no way. My wife was a homesick, and somebody would have had to stay with her, Lord. Sir? Lord, oh, yes, sir, Lord, I'm so glad you asked that question. Yes, sir, Lord, I'm a good steward. Yes, sir, I sure am. You talk about stewards and all. You mean tithing and giving to the church and all? Yes, sir, I give to the church. I sure do. I give to the church every Sunday, sir. Yes, sir, every Sunday that I go. We're growing in the church. We're growing by leaps and bounds. I tell you, it's just growing like crazy. And well, you know what? I'm a growing with them. I gave $58 to the church last year. I sure did. And after all, sir, well, what do you mean you don't think I understand what stewardship means too good? Sir, 10% of everything that I own belongs to you. Well, yes, sir, Lord, I know about that, but I tell you, right now, you just kind of called it a bad time, you know. You just picked a bad time. We're in a recession down here, you know, and the thing's done turned into a depression for me, and I just can't give any more, Lord, than that right now. And sir, 10%. Well, I gave that that money, you see, last year, and after all, that's a little over $1 a week, you know. Sir, how much did I make? You're talking about money still? Well, it was a little over $10,000. That don't tally out too good, does it, Lord? Well, now, Lord, I know that, but you know, as I told you before, and as soon as I get my motor paid for, you know, I just got the thing, you know. Do you know my wife? I thought you might. You know, Lord, she can just walk across the floor and fall on something, you know. And she did that broke her lower plate. Lord, there's things to fix on top of things around here, and we'll never see daylight again, but if I do, I'll start giving my tithe. I sure will. Sir? Yes, sir, 10%. Yeah, Lord, but if I don't pay off this boat and this motor, you know, they'll come and get it, and then I won't have one. Sir, you think if I don't start paying my tithe, I ain't gonna need no boat and motor down there? Yes, sir, clear enough, completely clear. It sure was. Sir? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. I'm so glad you asked that. I take an active part in everything. Everything that goes on in the church, Lord, I'm right in the middle. Well, you know what? Every time somebody comes by here telling me there's things going on in the church that shouldn't be, well, I'm the first one to jump all over our preacher. I tell him just exactly what I think. I sure do. I take an active part, Lord, in everything. Sir? That ain't the way you do it, huh? Well, no, I tell you, that's just the way most of them do it. Sir? Oh, this is a person-to-person call just to me, huh? Yes, sir, I'll do better. Lord, I tell you, Lord, I tell you how I feel about that. You know, I figure going to Sunday school is just for the kids. You know, I just don't see much of need for us grown folks going on to Sunday school. So I don't do that. Lord, I just love to stay home and watch the television ministers, you know. I just love that Kathleen Koonsman, you know, and Oral Rogers down at the college. And I am simply crazy over Tex Humboldt down in Akron. He just won it, you know. But I tell you, Lord, as soon as they're all off, I mosey on over to preaching. I sure do. I like to go to morning worship. I sure do. Sir? Around my kids? Influence, you mean? Well, yes, sir. I'm a good Christian in front. Lord, never do we do anything in this chair house or say anything that'd be wrong in front of our children. No, sir, not a word. I don't believe in it. Sir? What'd I say when I got my thumb caught in the linen closet? you heard about that? Well, I was a-standing there, Lord, you know, and all of a sudden, this your door come out from nowhere, and my thumb was in the way, and it hurt so bad, and it was awful, and I said, well, well, Lord, never mind what I said, but, sir, the praise. Yes, sir, I give the praise. Yes, sir, I sure do. I was a-reading the Bible the other day. I picked it up, and it said in Thessalonians to give the Lord the praise. It sure did, but I tell you, Lord, it was just a little hard to find a place to give the praise when I got my thumb caught in the door. Yes, sir. No, sir. No, sir. I don't believe in it. No, sir. We don't gossip at all. Not a word. I think it's awful. Lord, I tell you, the things we say about our neighbors is all true. Yes, sir, every word. That's right. That's right. And when we tell them, you know, now that's to go no farther. You know, we don't want them running around the neighborhood talking about our neighbors. Lord, even if they ain't no good. That's what we tell, just between us, you know, just to go no further. Don't tell nobody else. You already heard about that, too, huh? Sir? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. I love that preacher. He's a wonderful man. That's the preachingest dude I've ever seen. I love him. I sure do, sir. If he's such a wonderful preacher, then why don't I start doing more of what he says?
Well, Lord, I thought I did pretty much all he says already. Sir, if I'm doing all he says, he must not say a whole lot, huh? Well, Lord, maybe you should have called him instead of me. Oh, well, that was just a thought anyway, Lord. Sir? Yes, sir. Now, I know that, Lord. Now, I know that. You're right. You sure are. This is one of the very few countries that we've got, Lord, that we can worship you with without violating those man-made laws. Yes, sir. And I, sir? Yes, sir. I realize you must love us dearly and giving your son to die on the cross for us and all. And I do appreciate it. I sure do. This phone call's meant a lot to me. Sir? Oh, you got to go now? Well, now, Lord, I tell you, I appreciate you calling, but and since you reminded me and all, I'm going to start doing better. I think I need to, sir. You think I need to, too, huh? Well, I am. I'm going to rededicate my life right now, Lord. I sure am. I'm going to quit talking about my old neighbors, Lord, even if they ain't no good. And I'm going to start tithing my tithes, my 10%, and paying my debts, Lord. And I, yes, sir, I'm going to go to church on Sunday morning, yeah, and morning worship preaching. Every time, Lord, they have church, Lord, I'm going to be there and take an active part. Yes, sir, the right kind. And I ain't taking nobody's word no more for what's going on in the church that shouldn't be. I'm going to be there, Lord, and find out what's going on for myself. Yes, sir, I sure, sir. Yes, sir, and pray for others just like they've been praying for me. Yes, sir, Lord. Now, Lord, now you know how dependable that I am. Yes, sir, and you can depend on me for doing that. Okay, Lord, and I thank you so much for calling. Here, goodbye now, sir. Goodness alive, I never... hello? Hello? Who's this? Well, this the operator. Hon, you're just who I wanted to talk to. You know, I just got this chair telephone call on this line. I want you to check on your papers there, hon, and look for me for something. And I want you to see if this was a collect call. I'll hold up. Yes, yes, it's me. Well, I thank you so much for looking, and it wasn't. It wasn't. Okay. You have a good day, okay? Okay, goodbye now. Well, I've heard about the books before, but I sure didn't know he put all that stuff in it. What's that, dear? Who was it on the telephone? Never mind. You wouldn't believe me if I told you who it was. Never mind. I'm not even sure you know the feller. But I tell you one thing. The next time the phone rings, you can answer it, for you needed that a whole lot worse than what I did. What? Was it the wrong number? No, it wasn't the wrong number. Believe me, the man had my number. In fact, I think he's probably got a lot of people's number.
If somebody asked me some of the worst recorded songs in the history of country music was, I'd have to say that was one of them. Jerry Jordan, Phone Call from God. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. Dale stopped by tonight. He's on his way back to Pontotoc, Texas, and asked me to play this old song from Nat Stuckey.
Lord, there's just no love to give her. I used it all on you. She's an angel, and she could fill any man.
but what could did it do? For there's still no love to give her. I used it all on you. There's just no love to give her. I used it all on you.
Tell me they say the same about me.
But we'll show them they're wrong, that loose talk can do harm, and hope that the truth they will see.
We may have to leave here to find peace of mind, dear, some place where we can live a life.
Yeah, I thought about that little song from Buck Owens, being at Buck Owens' birthday. Buck Owens and Rose Maddox doing one called Loose Talk. Good to hear from my friend Gay Stevens tonight. She's tuned in with us. Do this one especially for Gay Elizabeth tonight. Here's one from Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys. Doing that old Westphalia waltz tonight.
On Sunday, August the 29th, history's most legendary gospel group, R.W. and Donna Blackwood and the Blackwoods from Branson, Missouri, will be appearing at the Palace Theater in downtown Brady. The show begins at 6 p.m. on August the 29th, and admission is by donation, with all donations going straight to the Palace Theater Restoration Project. Come see R.W. and Donna Blackwood and the Blackwoods for a great night of gospel music Sunday, August the 29th at the Palace Theater in Brady. At Heritage Funeral Homes, we see a need and strive to meet it. Having a combined 90-plus years in the funeral industry, Heritage Funeral Homes is here to serve you. We have watched as numerous funeral homes have fleeced grieving families out of thousands of dollars. We decided to take a stand by opening multiple locations in small towns where the needs are greater. We give you our best price up front with no games or gimmicks. We do not see your family as a paycheck. You are our friends and our neighbors. Heritage Funeral Home employs many talented minds that cultivate in bringing you nothing but the very best service. We invest in our staff and our communities. Heritage Funeral Home guarantees to provide the best funeral prices for our community. Heritage Funeral Home is a family, and we treat you like a family, and we will always be here for you, one friend at a time. Heritage Funeral Homes.
When it comes to financial decisions, it's important to count on people you know. Let's talk mortgages. You could use a mortgage company you've never heard of, or you could come to the bank you know and trust. Purchasing a home is a big deal, and we want to be a part of your big decision. Our lending experts will be with you for every step of the process, from pre-qualifying to closing day. You're not just a loan applicant, you are a neighbor and a friend.
From small businesses to first-time home ownership, our job is to help people just like you accomplish their dreams. Stop by today and let us help you formulate a sensible way to achieve your financial goals. Brady National Bank is here to satisfy your needs and build a relationship with you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
On Saturday, August the 21st, the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum celebrates our 21st anniversary with a special luncheon starring Jeannie C. Riley.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
The lunch begins at 12 noon, and conversations about Jeannie C. Riley's career and the song Harper Valley PTA will follow. It's 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock on Saturday, August the 21st. And tickets for the luncheon are available at heartoftexascountry.com.
Yeah, play my brother Randy at George Jones, and would you play Waiting on the Tables by Wayne Kemp, please?
I'll do it for you tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Now I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to the wall. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping away. I can light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your knees. I can close down this bar, I can gas up my car, and I can pack up and mail in my keys. But I need four walls around me to hold my life,
in this honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking about where I'd rather be. But I've burned all my bridges, and I sank all my ships. Now I'm stranded at the edge of the sea. I still need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. I need some honky-tonk angels to hold me tight. They'll keep me from slipping.
No accident. She just smiled, said I'm sorry. She needs some money that he spends. There's a teardrop on every penny that she's worked so hard to earn. She's just waiting on the table, waiting for the tables to turn.
For you. Wayne, not only a great singer, but also just a great songwriter as well. One called Waiting on the Tables to Turn. He wrote a lot of great songs. He wrote The Fireman for George Strait. I don't know if you remember that or, song or not, but that was one of the big hits he wrote and had some good stuff. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for this hour of the Hits Radio Show. We've got another hour coming your way tonight. I want to thank you for being tuned in with us here tonight, and thank you for all the requests and dedications. I've got time to take some more requests if you have a song you want to hear tonight. I'll do my best to play it for you. Our phone number is 325-597-2119. That's 325-597-2119, 1-800-526-9698. And if you keep this up, if you keep requesting these great country music songs like you're doing tonight, you're knocking me out with some good stuff tonight. If you keep doing that, we're liable to be here to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.